3-day minicamp go for you?
I thought it was good. You know, I thought we were productive these last 3 days, and you know, got a lot of things that we need to clean up during training camp. But a really good opportunity for our young guys to get out there to get a little bit of feel for what camp will be like. Not the full thing, but a little bit of feel for what camp will be like, so that when we get back here in July, we're able to hit the ground running full speed.
What were your impressions of some of the running backs? You know, the rotation in there, like Devontae Freeman. How was?
Yeah, I thought all our backs did a nice job. Specifically, Devontae, you know, coming in as a rookie, you know, there's a lot to pick up. But I thought, you know, from a playbook standpoint, he did a great job of taking things from the meeting rooms out onto the field. He's got three really good guys to learn from, in Steven, Jaquiz, and Antone. So I think those guys have helped him out quite a bit, and he's only going to continue to improve the more time he spends on the field.
You know, Matt, they brought in another quarterback, P.J. Yates. You know anything about him?
Yeah, I know we played against him a couple of years ago. He got the better of us when we were down there in Houston. I've met him, you know, a couple times. Really nice guy. Looking forward to working with him and what he can bring to our group. And, you know, I'm excited to get the chance to meet him.
What do you tell a guy like Dominique Davis, you know, he's been around you for a long time, more competition for him? What do you tell Dominique?
Well,
you can understand.
Absolutely. You know, I understand the nature of this league and this business. You know, it's one of those things that there's always going to be people coming through those doors. And, you know, I think the biggest thing to focus on is your daily preparation and how you handle things. And, you know, I know he'll do a great job with that, for sure. He's a competitor. He's going to come in and compete as much as we can. But that's just part of the way, you know, it goes. Going into camp, you're going to have a bunch of guys on the roster.
It's been competitive on the offensive line, but what have you seen chemistry-wise and just communication during practice so far?
I think our offensive line has done a really nice job during the OTA period as well as during minicamp. And, you know, from a communication standpoint, I think Mike Tice, we've got a few changes from what we've done around here in the past, and those guys are kind of working through some of those changes. But I think one of the big things that Mike preaches is communication at the line of scrimmage, and you can hear those guys talking a bunch and making sure that they're on the same page. So, you know, I've seen really good things out of them, and I'm excited, you know, to take a little bit of time off and get some rest before training camp. But I think also excited to get back here and really get working, get the pads on, and get those guys going.
Matt, to follow that up, how important is this month to stay sharp, not only you, but the whole team?
I think it's huge. You know, I think, you know, we've had a productive offseason up until this point. But the way the schedule works out in the NFL, you know, you do that, and then you have a chance to get 4 weeks away, which is a good, you know, which is a good thing, to get some rest, to get some, you know, to become a little bit more mentally fresh. But it's imperative that you stay in shape and you keep training the way that you have. And, you know, so I think it's on the guys to be accountable to one another, to take care of themselves during these couple of weeks, to make sure that we keep gaining on the, you know, improvements that we've made up until this point. And, you know, I'm confident that we've got the right group of guys that are going to do that. So, go ahead.
Do you keep tabs on them? Will you, just being a leader on this team, will you call guys, see what they're doing? If they, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we keep in touch for sure, you know, and we'll get different points where when guys are in town, we'll get together, throw a little bit, and work out together. We've done that in the past, and we'll do that again this year. But it's, you know, I think, you know, when you're teammates and when you're friends and you're all those kind of things, it's one of those things that's just natural. We all stay in touch throughout the year.